that's allowed in that district.
Right.
The introduced ordinance was more strict on that regard. The consensus at our last meeting was to.
There's no way that's happening.
To have the variance limitations.
Mr. White, you okay with 15A?
I am. I mean, I think.
Mr. Cole?
Allows for the replacement, what are we looking at, 15A, allows for the replacement of non-conforming off-premise signs provided a variance is obtained. I thought we were going to be no variance.
It says no height or size variance is permitted.
Okay, it's provided a variance is, so what variances would they be looking for? Give me examples.
Two examples. One would be you were 305 feet from an off-premise sign on your side of the road, and now you're still 305 feet, but because the separation distances have been increased, you've now violated that, and you just want to replace your sign. Another one would be if you were in the front yard setback, which is now being increased, if that were, and you just wanted to put it in the same spot, you might need a variance for that. But this would not allow somebody who's got a 45-foot tall sign to put a 45-foot tall sign up. This would not allow somebody who has a 780 square foot sign to put one up of that size. They would have to comply.
But it would permit somebody with a non-conforming sign to come in with the switch it over to a monopole.
Correct.
Which would then be non-conforming forever, as opposed to trying to bring things to the conforming side of the ledger book. We will.
And I think that was something that we had discussed, if I recall. The goal here, if I recall, was to try to get, you know,
conformity.
Get them in conformity. So I think, you know, as it relates to the foundation, i.e. monopole versus the, good grief.
Like telephone poles.
Like telephone poles. I mean, I think that was something we had discussed, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, again, you're putting something that's non-conforming and you're permitting permanency to that by having a monopole.
Well, one of the items that is in here, and I apologize, it was not noted in your chart, but there is something that was, I believe, discussed here as well as I know at the commission level, which was that the Board of Adjustment, in considering any variance for that, would have to consider whether the overall non-conformity is being substantially reduced. So, if you're, you know, again, using the bigger sign, or if you can move it further away to be less non-conforming, but you know, maybe there's no way you could put it in conformity, that would be something that would have to be taken into consideration with those applications.
So the ordinance we introduced, strict prohibition on the replacement of non-conforming signs. I would just say let's put that in and go to the public hearing instead of the other one, because I still think there's problems with replacement of non-conforming off-premise signs and providing variances for it.
You could make the argument too that having a sign with six telephone poles doesn't look as good as one monopole.
Well, I agree. But if it was conforming, then I would have no issue with it. I think the concept.
That would be permitted, Mike, if it's conforming. Like,
but I'm saying right. Even non-conforming, it's got to look better. I mean,
right. But the concept of making it permanent when it's non-conforming, i.e. temporary, is where I'm struggling with that. Okay. Because, again, if
so it, Mr. Cole, you want.
I would leave the introduced ordinance
prohibited,
unchanged.
Strictly prohibited.
Right.
Mrs. Deaver?
Let's start with that premise and
Mrs.
see Deaver, where we end up.
Mr. Cole? Mr. Wilson?
I'm for 15A.
15A. I'm okay with 15A. Mr. Arlett?
Well, again, I think it's going to change no matter what after the public comment.
Well,
so, again, for this purpose, because it was mentioned prior, but I'm not agreeable to making the change of the foundation. But for this purpose, we'll go with the 15A.
Okay.
It's going to change, so.
Sharp, what's next?
Well, those are all the ones on the kind of the ones that were more contentious.
Okay.
I know there's a lot here on the consensus ones. Most of these, I think, frankly, probably all of these were ones that were technical or ones that you all had given us a lot of direction on. We've gone ad nauseum at these. I don't know if you want to go over them again, being that you've had previously consented to them.
Is everybody okay with what we already agreed to previously?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it'll mean more if once they put this,
all this stuff into a document.
Into one document, right. And since there is, and there may be some subtle concerns. Sure. Like Rob, I've looked at different things as we've approached the subject. So I would say, let's just put this all together, what we just did and this, right?
We can work on that new draft ordinance, have that introduced as soon as possible. And it'll look substantially similar to the other one as far as a form, but it'll obviously be a different.
And you can use some red and different colors to show us what's new and what's old.
Well, I think probably what we would be looking at is
rainbow.
It'd be a new ordinance, and it would say we're taking our existing code.
We're not changing numbers. I mean, you're not going to change in titles and anything. I mean,
no,
it's still going to be pretty much.
But what we have to do, Mr. Cole, since we are introducing a brand new ordinance, we have to draft it in a certain way that shows what is being stricken from the current code, not referencing this other ordinance that we'd previously introduced, and then show what was added to the current.
So there will be different colors on there designated.
Yes.
Okay, that's just all I want.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, now, so here's a question. I got two questions. Number one, how do we have to do anything to get to that point?
There has to be the new ordinance drafted, and then
today,
it would be introduced. No.
No, today.
Nothing today.
Just if the council directs the legal counsel to put that together.
Do we have to do anything today, reference any of the original proposed, the ordinance we've been talking about for the last 12 years?
No. We would not. We would take no action on that.
Okay.
Then after we introduce the new ordinance, we have public hearings on the new ordinance, both at P&Z level and county council level. At that point, when you vote on this newly introduced ordinance, you could then, if you desired, vote down the one that was previously introduced.
Okay. So you'll work on getting this thing put together as soon as you can.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We do want to keep this thing moving along. Now, do we today, or we can, I guess, next Tuesday, whatever, do we need, either today or next Tuesday, we need to extend this moratorium?
Yes, and I would.
It expires, what, the 15th? Or?
Correct. August 15th. Yeah.
Okay. So we got today or next Tuesday, then we're right here at 16th. I guess we can put it on the agenda if it wants to think about, and we kind of see where we are next week.
That's
with the
right.
Attorneys getting the stuff put together.
Yes.
How they can get back to us.
I agree.
And then we'll maybe Todd on the agenda next Tuesday with people on there about the moratorium, and then we'll deal with that. Let the council decide what they think is a reasonable time to give everybody a chance to do whatever.
I agree, Mr. President. And next week gives us a better handle on how long we need to extend that.
Correct. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
I believe that's all.
Then a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. So moved.
Was that a motion, George?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that motion?
No.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are adjourned. Thank you.